Yo, how you been sleeping lately, fam?
Bad. Terrible.
My sleep schedule is so... I think last night I slept at like 5. Yeah. For no reason.
Bro, I got... Bro, the best texts are when you... 3 a.m. Yo, I got this crazy theory.
When I text you.
We need to record right away, fam.
Bro, the theory I have is going to be crazy. We'll bring it up later in your voice. Like, bro, should I talk about it now?
Nah. But those texts that I get from you, it's always like 4 a.m. Mm. Yo, some guy in the Discord, I was like, he was like, yo, where's Carlos?
Yeah.
And some other guy was like, yo, he's probably on WikiHow.
Wikipedia and shit.
YouTube searching up theories and shit.
That's literally my whole night. Like, I feel like I just waste my night either watching movies or just like researching shit for no reason. But at the same time, it's productive.
Kinda, yeah. Kinda. Cause you could, this is what you do for a living. So, boom. You come on whatever you find.
But yo, it's not healthy, fam. Cause I feel my body like low key deteriorating still.
Really?
Like, I can feel myself like not enough energy throughout the day and shit.
What, when do you sleep? When do you wake up?
On a regular day, I'll sleep at 3.
3.
That's regular though.
Yeah.
And then some nights it will be like 5. For no reason, bro.
Holy shit.
For no reason. But I think what it is remember when we did like the editing and shit?
Yeah.
Those nights where I had to record or like edit every single one back to back, mm-hmm. Bam, I would sleep like 5. And I think that's what made the routine.
Yeah.
I think it's just routine, right?
Oh, no, that's all routine, fam.
It's like body clock.
Yeah. If you want to reset it, there's a good trick that I learned from someone. You just body it throughout the whole day. Stay awake. But then at when 10,
I don't think I could do that.
I know, I tried it, fam, but I take naps. And then when I wake up, I'm like, here we go again. Here's the routine type shit.
Because when I take a nap, yo, I'll try and sleep early and then I'll wake up at 2.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I can't sleep the rest of the day.
And I'm like, oh, man.
So it's worse. It's worse.
Yeah. Bro, today I woke up, I slept at like 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up at like 10.
Damn.
And then I took a nap. Like, I wanted to body it so bad.
Yeah.
I ate breakfast and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I don't know why, but coffee makes me sleep.
I feel that too, but I think it just stimulates it, you know?
Word?
It just makes your brain feel weird.
Damn, because I know like the sleep comas, right? Have you had a really bad sleep coma?
Like after food,
like you just K?
Nah, I think... Nah, really? Nah, I never had something like
really,
that though.
Bro, after like any buffet, I'm knocked out in the car, fam.
Word.
Like on the drive back.
Yo, you know if you eat cheese before you go to sleep, you'll lucid dream.
No.
Yeah. That's one of the steps you should take if you want to lucid dream.
No.
Like there's certain cheeses, it's like fucking weed, fam. Like there's different strains of cheeses that for different type of dreams.
What?
So yeah,
like Parmesan, lucid.
Yeah, some shit. Nah, I think it was like cheddar gives you the lucid dreams, like happy.
Yeah.
And then something else, I think it might be Swiss.
Yeah.
Gives you like scary nightmares, bro.
Word.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese.
Some shit like that. I remember seeing a TikTok on it.
Yeah. Bro, I seen that you in a lucid dream, don't dream about you killing someone.
Why?
Because it like, you actually might convince yourself to go out and do it like in real life.
Yo, that's fucking crazy you said that. Because
Why? No.
The dream I had last night was like, I murdered somebody.
What?
Like, yeah.
Who, fam?
I don't know who.
Yeah.
It's a random, it's not real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a dream, but like, shit. It happened.
Yeah, bro.
Like, and then I woke up and like, damn, that's kind of disturbing. Mm-hmm. Like, I did that in my dream.
Yeah. Bro, I'm going to tell you another dream I had.
Yeah.
All right. So it was, bro, I don't know why you keep appearing in my dreams.
Why?
It's me, you, and Charon always.
Yeah.
So we were chilling in the house again.
Mm-hmm.
Just randomly. Boom. Armed robbers come in, take us all, put us in the back of a truck.
Oh my God, bro. This is some FBI shit,
no,
bro.
No, we're there like mouthing and shit
like
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we kind of help each other because we have our hands tied behind our back.
Yeah.
We help each other get out. Charon gets out first. Everyone gets out first. Boom. We kick out the door. Gunfight starts going crazy, fam. Bro, it's so crazy. And then what happens next is like they capture us again,
mm-hmm.
put us on, they tie us to 3 chairs. Put us above lava.
Cut what? The thing. Lava?
Yeah. And then, like...
This some James Bond shit, bro.
I swear to God. And then there was this big lava pit.
Yeah.
They cut it. Boom. We all fall. We fall and die. I wake up.
What?
I'm like, holy shit.
Were you eating, like, cheese, bro?
No, I ate a salami sandwich with some type of cheese in it before.
Oh, see, that's why.
Which is crazy that you said that.
That's why. Because whenever I eat pizza,
mm-hmm.
or whenever I eat, like, mac and cheese or something, with cheese in it, mm-hmm. I'll always have, like, a weird dream.
See?
Like, might not be lucid, but it'll be weird.
Yeah. It was Swiss cheese that I ate. So don't, if you want a really fucked up dream, go eat Swiss cheese.
I think it was, what's his name? Houdini? Like the magician?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's the one that found out if you eat cheese, you lucid dream. I think.
Word.
I think. And then he used to also eat like fish heads. So take this in. I think his name's Henry Houdini, right?
Yeah.
So Henry Houdini used to take like the fish head of a certain fish. Mm-hmm. And when you eat it, it like makes you high.
What?
Yeah, apparently.
It's laced with something?
No, like it'll naturally like make you high.
Word.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So man's that eating fish heads
get this like, is like Shakespeare era though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Back in the day shit.
Word. So maybe the uncles at the parties, you know, that take the fish high and shit and just eat it. Oh, we get high, you feel me?
Maybe.
But I don't know, that's crazy.
Yo, I have a funny story about like a Filipino party. So
all right, go.
I don't know why, but I drank like a chocolate milk at this Filipino party, right?
Okay.
And after, this was like when I was young. Yeah. I think I was like 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
I drank it and bro, I felt like euphoric. I felt like tired, but I wasn't tired.
From a chocolate milk.
And I don't know why.
I'm trying to remember I had those. What was those, the ones with like Nesquik?
No, it was like, it was like the carton chocolate milk. So that's why it's sus. I'm like, There's no way. And it's a family party too. It's not like someone's going to put... It might have just been me like being tired. Or right. I don't know. Maybe like hormones or some shit.
You were sipping on that shit like lean. Like, you see this
nah, bro. I'm telling you. Like, I feel like maybe back... I didn't understand what it was, but maybe I was like drunk. Maybe there was like... But I would have tasted the alcohol. That's a thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is still. That's probably on you, bro. It's like, you're drinking some laced chocolate milk, bro.
It's like edible chocolate milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Some THC in that
but
shit.
But yeah, bro. Oh, I got a story because in those Filipino parties, right?
Yeah.
There's always this uncle with those crazy-ass stories, right? So I remember the white lady that I told on the other story.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happened. Some other person in the UK, mm-hmm. This is totally completely different story, but some person that went to the UK recently, he said he saw the white lady.
Really?
And he was in a farm.
Oh, shit.
And then it disappeared.
And wait, what happened? Like, he just
saw it, and he messaged me it.
Like,
it
was, right away? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like, right away.
So this is a live thing. This is, like, going on right now.
This is international. But there's also one that I read about. It's Hachisukusama.
What is that?
So there's this... it's kind of like the white lady, but it's like an 8-foot Japanese Slenderman. That's what they call it.
A Slenderman.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Maybe that's where it came from.
That abduct kids.
Yeah.
So there's this person who told a story. I'm going to tell it for her.
Okay.
So she was in her backyard, right? Mm-hmm. Just playing normal, right?
Yeah.
In Japan. So there was this bush that was like 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And some lady came up and like peeked at her.
Over the 8-foot tall thing?
Over the 8-foot. And she was like, bro. There's no way. Is she on stilts? Because this shit's high as hell.
Yeah.
You feel me? So she goes and she peeks over and says, boom, 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 and leaves.
What the fuck?
Right? So the shorty's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So she goes in and tells her grandma and grandpa who are just eating dinner. They don't care what she's saying until she says, but she made this noise. Boo, boo, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And grandma and grandpa were like, we know who that is.
What? They right? know.
They know. And the theory is that if you see Hachisukusama, that means in a couple of days, you're dead.
Oh,
fuck. You're abducted. So what they did was they put her in her own room, right?
Yeah.
Newspaper, cover up everything.
Shit.
Salt in the corner so she can't reach her.
Mm.
And she said, whatever you do, just stay in this room. All right, so damn, this is where it gets...
What happened?
This is where it gets fucked up, fam. So the whole night goes by. Nothing happens.
Yeah.
She hears a knock on the door. And it's like the grandpa. Is the grandpa saying, oh, I heard you're lonely. Can I come in and accompany you if you're lonely?
Yeah.
She goes to the door, fam. She looks around and all the salt is black.
Oh.
And all she hears is, boo, boo, boo.
What the fuck?
She runs back and starts praying, fam.
Yo.
I swear to God, she runs back and starts praying.
Mm-hmm.
And then the morning reaches and she like hugs her grandpa.
Yeah.
And then they take a trip out of Japan. Gone.
Damn, that's fucked.
That's the story of Hachisukusama.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah.
So if you're in Japan, not even Japan, Philippines, everywhere's cursed.
Shit, bro. Yeah. Yo, do you think, because you know how they say a lot of ghosts, a lot of like spirits that come in contact with people,
mm-hmm.
they're just like lost souls. Like they need something to bring them to their like peace, to make them at peace. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Low key. Because I heard that like ghosts are in like the a plane in between like living and like the next
stage. It's like purgatory, like.
Yeah, yeah. Because like some type of tragedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think
do you think that's what purgatory is?
Like 70%, I believe that shit.
Yeah.
But there's some scientist that says there's like ghosts on this earth, but they don't know they're dead.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's why. And then they only go to the places that like please them during their real life. That's why they're always there, like parks, you know.
Whoa.
Like you feel like comfy at a park. That's why they're always there.
Yeah,
you get that?
That makes sense then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like I always think, let's say there's someone haunting the house, like okay. a house, right?
Yeah.
I would always think they probably need somebody's help. That's why they're haunting it, because they're trying to reach like peace, or they're trying to like get out of purgatory or something.
Yeah.
So they're looking for someone like you to like grab onto.
Oh, hell,
and then like
no.
help them get out, you know what I mean?
Because
put it into your perspective, right? Let's say you were the ghost.
Yeah.
And then you're trapped, and then like you don't know where to go, you don't know where you are.
That's facts.
I mean, you're gonna wanna like reach out to somebody.
Yeah.
That can understand you or hear you. So maybe it's a misunderstanding. They're not actually trying to scare you, they're actually trying to ask for your help type hell. Shit.
Holy. So like there might be a ghost right here trying to tap me, like please help me, because mm-hmm. there's psychics
yeah.
that actually can communicate with these spirits, and they tell them they're dead. So mm-hmm. when they tell them they're dead, fam, boom, they move on to the next stage, which is like you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, what do you think happens, bro? What do you think happens after?
I don't know, bro.
Like, what do you expect to see? It's hard to say. Like, it's obviously like an ambiguous question, but like, yeah. what do you think?
I just see fucking clouds, and I'm up there with some relatives, you know,
mm-hmm.
all white.
What do you think? Do you think it's gonna be like this? Like I can communicate to you like this, or do you think it's gonna be like a different like telepathy or something?
I think it's gonna be telepathy type shit. What do you think?
Yo, turn off your phone, fam.
My bad.
Yeah, what do you think? It's gonna be like.
What do you mean by telepathy? Like, okay, we're not even talking. We're just spiritually.
No, because look, because. In a sense, talking is kind of weird, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because it's not like a, is it a spiritual thing? No, it's just like a scientific, because animals communicate, right?
Yeah.
Like a bunny can communicate to another bunny, but we don't understand what the fuck they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I would just assume when we reach like whatever the next destination is,
yeah.
we're not going to be talking English.
You think we're talking Latin? Because Latin's a dead language.
Maybe.
Yo, because my dad came up to me and he's like, why do they talk Latin? Like, well, what's the reason for that? Like, why do like all the dead spirits talk Latin?
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question.
I wanted to search up, but I found no results.
It definitely has something to do with Christianity, with Catholicism.
Word?
Because the original like scripture was in Latin. Like everything was translated from Latin.
Yeah.
Right?
That could come from it too.
Yo, do you hear about like when really religious people like they get really deep into their prayer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure in a lot of like in a lot of Christian churches they do this. They'll start speaking tongues. You ever heard of that? Bro. So they'll get really, really deep into prayer.
Yeah.
And then they start speaking like gibberish. Like they'll start speaking quote unquote tongues where it doesn't make sense, but it's like they're communicating with God.
Holy.
That's how they say it. They're communicating with God. They'll be like,
that's,
you know
when I mean? It like, gets crazy.
Like tongues. Like you don't even understand what they're saying, bro.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I swear I've seen documentaries and shit like that. But like a man just speaking, like, I don't know what the hell they're speaking.
Bro, and take this in. So my cousin's boyfriend before, right?
Yeah.
Apparently she went to like to visit his family.
Yeah.
And then they did like a prayer. And they got really deep into their prayer, and then they started communicating to each other in tongues. What? And then she said she felt herself like it's coming up. It's like she can start saying it, but she was too scared to try.
No.
Yeah.
But what if she just started opening her mouth and started doing it too?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yo, have you heard those stories in churches where like the priest would say something and then there would be like a crazy guy in the church like, I feel it. You feel me?
Nah. That's like in Simpsons, bro. You got that from a Simpsons episode.
It's like, I feel the power.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, that's crazy, fam. No, I also heard that if you're a good person on Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into, when you die and you have good karma.
Yeah.
Like when you're buried down in your grave,
yeah.
your grave kind of expands and that's what heaven becomes.
But wait, what?
If you stay like, if you're a bad person in this life, it'll shrink. And you'll just go down. But if you're a good person, opens up, And you're about to go to heaven, fam.
In your grave?
In your grave. Your grave expands.
Wow. Well, why would that? Why would that have to do with like heaven though? Because I thought like if you die, it doesn't matter. Your body's there, but that all the physical shit doesn't matter. That's what I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to me, when you die, like this body, like me even speaking English is my body. You know what I mean? It's not like it's not soul. I wouldn't attach that to soul.
Yeah.
You know, like what would you attach to soul? Like, would you say your personality is your soul? Like, I don't even know, because that's learned itself.
Yeah, I don't, my soul is my soul. That's it. Like, I don't know.
No, I'm gonna blow your mind right now. So take this in, right? So you like basketball. Yeah. You like clothing.
Those are all personality traits.
Personality traits, like things you interest. You like, right? Now, would you say is there attachment to like, let's say, maybe there is. Passion and soul. Do you think there's attachment there or a connection somewhere?
Passion and soul.
Like, so let's say you have a passion for something. You're like a boxer. Do you think that's attached to your soul? Like, when you go to heaven, like, you still have that trait of a boxer? Or is it completely separate? Your soul is your soul. And whenever, like, let's say it takes on your body,
yeah,
all of this physical is all of those, like, personal interests and shit. But it's separated from your soul when you go out there.
Yeah. No, it... That's kind of
it's like weird to think about, right? It's weird to think about because all we know is this. You know what I mean?
Because like, yeah, if you do go up to heaven, do you still like the shit you like down here on earth?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh shit!
It's crazy, right? Yeah. It's crazy.
What do you think? You think that if you go up to heaven, you'll still like all these shoes and shit, and you'll tell everyone up there?
No,
like,
okay. Here's what I think. Right? I think whether it be like, let's say we all have a calling. Mm-hmm. This is what I think. I don't know if this is true, but let's say we all have a calling. We all have like a goal we're supposed to complete, pursue, right? I think our goal here translates to up there. So like your purpose, whether you completed your purpose or not, will translate to like your afterlife. I feel like, I don't know if that makes sense, but to me it does. Because let's say your goal on earth was to inspire other people.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be up there and you'll be relaxed because you did your job or some shit.
Oh, it's like a job complete.
Yeah.
You have access to the thing now.
Cause you did your goal. You did what you're supposed to do.
Word. What if you don't complete your goal? What happens then?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. This is also, I think, right? This is also just like my thinking. Yeah. If we do die and then we go up there, right? Mm-hmm. And we come quote unquote like angel, I think maybe we can kind of control people's pathways also.
Oh, I don't believe in that shit.
You don't believe in that?
Nah.
So let's say I have like ancestors up there looking down at me and then they're like putting things into position.
Oh, okay. No, now that you say that. Because low key, I always like, yo, even though like these things are given to me because God and my grandma are up there watching over, you know, and putting the pieces together so I can fulfill this. So that's so fucked that you said that. Because
I think not only is it God, but I think it's also the angels.
Yeah.
That's my personal belief is like, in, you know, the term guardian angel, right? I believe like truly, whether it's more than one or just one, there's angels that watch over you and then like put things into position.
Okay.
Or guide you into certain paths and shit.
Okay, I got something. Yeah. So you said you're, oh wait, no. Is the entrepreneur uncle, is he still alive?
Oh, my Lolo?
Yeah.
No, he passed away a long time ago.
So maybe he's putting shit for you and you're taking this, you know how you're taking this entrepreneur path?
Mm-hmm. Bro, I'm going to tell you something, bro. I don't know if I said this before. Yeah. My great grandfather on my dad's side, I talked about before, he was the boxer and he was an entrepreneur. He passed away, right?
Yeah.
He passed away. And my mom's dad, so my grandpa, right, my Lolo, he was also an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Like a really good one. Mm-hmm. And he passed away also. So maybe, like they're watching over me and then they're giving me ideas. They're manipulating like me to do better, or they're trying to like show me things.
Yeah. What they couldn't do now is they're putting upon you.
Yeah.
So they're kind of leading you in that direction.
Maybe. It's a dope way to think about it, right? It's a dope way to look at it.
But it's sad, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bro, like, even when I was doing my, I was kind of sad because, you know, when those ones is like, God, why me? Why are you taking away? Mm. Why are we taking away people, right? Mm-hmm. But then it's like, bro, they took that was my number one supporter, right? My grandma, whatever I did, boom, 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 she was on board.
Yeah.
Right? My number one. Not even my parents believed in that. None of my friends like truly believed. But then God took her away. But I'm glad that she's up there with him, because now she's probably like guiding. She's actually watching me every day type shit. That's how I feel about it.
I truly believe somehow our past relatives or like people we knew before can still contact us.
100%.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Whether that be in the view as like an angel, a guardian angel, or even just like a voice that comes back in your head. Some shit like that. You know what I mean?
There's always a voice in my head, low key. Mm-hmm. Like I get those like, hey, or some shit like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, yo, let's say you pass away, right?
Yeah.
Would you wanna reincarnate, or would you wanna be like an angel, a guardian angel that watches over somebody?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would be a guardian angel that watches over somebody for sure.
Me too. Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm just do a good deed for someone else. While I did my part. I lived this life. You feel me? I have this knowledge. Let me guide someone else who needs it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. How about you?
I feel like, yo, you know what also bugs me too?
What?
Like I always think about how long have our souls lived? Because let's say, fuck, it's hard to think about, bro.
Are you saying that like, our souls are just getting passed, and this is like this one soul like that has lived from 118 BC type shit?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something, bro.
All right, go.
So I think there's this monk, and then he told this story how he was meditating, and then he met somebody in his meditation.
Word.
That he's known for like thousands and thousands of like years and shit. So I'm just wondering. Let's say this is true. Let's say our souls have lived like way longer than we think. Because what we think right now is what? We only live for 21 years old. We're 21 years old.
Yeah.
Right? So what if our souls actually been through a lot more? We just don't know. Mm. And maybe not even on this world, bro.
What do you mean not on this world, bro?
Maybe not on this world. Maybe.
Like a different plane?
No. Okay. Let's say there's other planets.
Oh, okay. So I'm fucking right now. My soul is like a guy from Mars.
No, bro. Okay. Yo, this is a new theory. This is a new theory just now. You know how, okay, let's say there's other planets just like Earth, right? Mm-hmm. Just like Earth.
Yeah.
But different people, blah, blah, blah. And we're like thousands of galaxies away. But we all exist in the same universe, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean, do we all go to the same heaven because it's the same plane? It's the same, what do you call it? Like dimension.
Yeah.
So, that being said, let's say you died on Earth and then reincarnation happens and you end up on another planet.
Yeah.
And then reincarnation happens, you end up on another planet. So what if our souls live thousands of years, but maybe not on this Earth, but something similar?
Okay. Yeah. I kind of believe that because I think we are all on the same plane.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you can rise from another plane to another plane, progression or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of believe that until you get to the highest state. Where that's kind of like...
Yeah, what do you think that is, bro?
I don't know, bro. Like, we haven't... Like, I don't know.
This is like a new topic. We haven't, like, dug into this shit.
Yeah, but when we do, it's, like, mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Because it's so true, right? It's so true. Like, if you died on the moon, you would still go to the same heaven, no?
I mean, is there one heaven? That's up to what you believe type shit.
But I don't think it would change depending on what planet you go.
Oh, no. I don't think so either.
I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
So guaranteed, like, okay, it's not guaranteed, but almost 90%, there's other Earths or like other planets with people like us.
Oh.
So what I'm saying, those type of people probably have similar experiences or similar type of life. Mm-hmm. And maybe when we reincarnate, we might not reincarnate on the same Earth. Like, this shit is like crazy to me too.
Nah, it is, fam.
Like, this is some deep thinking.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
Right?
Yeah. Cause we think this is normal.
Yeah.
On another planet, they're living a completely different life.
Exactly.
Yeah, bro. Yo, oh my God.
This is some like Rick and Morty shit though, you know?
Yeah. Why do you always bring it back to watch Rick and Morty, fam? It's not like that.
Nah, if you watch it, you'll understand what I mean. Cause they're like, you know how there's a multiverse, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, not even multiverse, because there's going to be other planets. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of those planets have people that look just like us.
Were you talking about some beacon? Some beacon in the pyramids one time in Josh's episode?
In Josh's episode, yeah.
You think, so what did you say about that again?
Just quickly? So over time, the Earth's plates move.
Yeah.
And then, let's say the pyramid was built here on this coordinate, mm-hmm. right? Over time, the Earth's plates moved, so the pyramid moved place.
Yeah.
So let's say the pyramid was a beacon to whatever aliens, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The conspiracies. That beacon has moved, so maybe it can't be accessed anymore unless it's in place.
I heard this too. What if, because the beacon might be so deep under.
Yeah.
And that light that you said, right, that shoots up.
Yeah.
That the alien light
mm-hmm.
doesn't appear like to the naked eye. Because the naked eye can only see like some HZ of light.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe that light is just completely like...
It's blind to us. We can't see it.
Yeah. But there is the beacon there the whole time.
Mm-hmm. But that beacon can't be used anymore because the shit's moved. Like the Earth's continent moved.
Oh, okay. Oh, like that?
Like, you know, the Marianas Trench gets wider.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
even though it's like the biggest.
No, it gets wider because the Earth's plates move over the years. Because I feel like I forgot exactly the measurement, mm-hmm. but they measured it like 4 years ago to now, and it's bigger.
Word.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Even the distance to like fuck, like certain countries, like islands and shit. Mm-hmm. It moved. It moved because the Earth's plates moved over thousands of years. That's real shit. That's not like I didn't pull that out of my ass. That's real shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. But no, maybe those aliens, bro, like, even though we think they're in Earth,
mm-hmm.
they're chilling Marianas Trench down under. Because we don't know what the fuck is down under Marianas Trench.
Yeah.
We're doing is research on NASA as the Earth and the moon.
Bro, the fucking moon still bothers me. Like, why have... What's on the moon now? You know what I mean? What is on there?
And why haven't gone up there, even though we have technology, right?
Yeah.
For that.
Because, yo, like, going back to what I said before, like, if you die on the moon...
Yeah.
Yeah, if you die on the moon, then you go to like you'll be able to go to the same heaven if there's a heaven, if there's whatever afterlife, right?
Yeah, I mean it's all up there, so
I don't know.
But I remember there was another, since you brought up ghosts, there was another ghost story
mm-hmm.
that my uncle told me. So he was that driving late at night, right? Mm-hmm. I think in the Philippines, and he was at a stoplight.
Yeah,
right. And there was a grandma that came up to his car, knocked on the window. He turned to his left, 8 foot guy. Knocked on his window.
Shut up.
Promise you, fam. He's waiting for the light to turn green.
What the
When he does, fam, gasses it. What do you think that is? Ghost, fam?
I don't know.
Exactly, bro.
Maybe it's just a...
the hitchhikers?
This is some guy like that got drafted to the D-League and then he's like looking for a ride.
No, but I see some crazy...
Manu Bull.
Oh my God. Chill. But no, there was that guy on Joe Rogan's podcast, the Asian guy, something Chow.
David Choi.
Yo, he has some good hitchhiking stories, bro. He's crazy.
Mm. Would you do that? Would you ever be a hitchhiker?
Low-key, when I get old, let's fucking hitchhike.
I don't want to do it.
Why?
I'm too scared, though.
I feel like you can, not like, that's an experience. Like, you can learn and talk to a lot of people.
I feel like, for me, personally, I don't have enough trust in society to hitchhike.
Really?
Not anymore. Like, maybe like, In my perspective when I was younger, like I believe, oh, everybody's so nice. Everybody's like working for too everybody, far, right? Everybody's working together. But now I kind of lost like the faith in society where everyone's going to be good.
Damn, that's
or nice. Treat you like the best.
Yeah.
Because like, look at the world now. I'm not trying to be like a downer, but you know what I mean? Reality.
Yeah.
Like there's definitely good people in the world. 100% there's good people in the world. Yeah. And I hope there's more good people than worse people. Mm-hmm. But also I don't want to take that risk of some shit could go happen, like go
maybe,
down.
Yeah. Maybe I haven't been backstabbed enough low key. Cause I still have that trust in the world. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's probably cool. But obviously I have my guard up. So, but if I do go hitchhiking, I'm definitely bringing like a knife on me.
No, but I think I'm like that because I watch hella freaking like the kidnapper movies and shit.
You watch too much horror mysteries.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Like murder mysteries and shit.
Oh, murder mysteries.
Because bro, if you're hitchhiking, right?
Yeah.
That person knows like nobody's looking for you because you're hitchhiking.
Yeah.
If you're like a psychopath, murderer, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And you see that, that's like opportunity. You know what I mean? They see that as like, oh, I just found like money on the ground.
Oh, that is
type true. Shit. If they're sick in the mind, you know? Yeah.
And it could be anyone. It could be like someone who looks totally innocent like me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, that might just be like a murderer.
They might just be like fucking like fucked up in the head. Like you don't know.
But when you escape, that's a sick story to tell. You feel me?
Okay, but you don't want to be in that position, dog.
Nah, that's sick. Like you have to kind of, I don't know. Like that's a good story to tell. If you go out like that, you go out like that, bro. Like, it is what it is. You lived your life.
Okay, for me, though, like, there's no point.
I just want, yo, in this life, fam, I just want to talk to as many people, like, have conversations with as many people as I can. Just like Bill Gates, he doesn't ride first class. He rides economy so he can talk to people. Mm. Like, that's what I'm trying to be.
Yeah, but I wouldn't hitchhike.
I would hitchhike. Yeah, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. You're brave. You're brave still.
I don't know. It's just, it's a person, fam. Mm-hmm. So, you never know, bro. I just can't start watching those murder mysteries before I go on that shit.
Yeah.
Or else I'll vlog it. So if you see like 1, 2, 3 vlog number 1, 2, 3 and then there's no.
Yo,
four.
Who's that guy? Ice Poseidon.
Oh,
he like live streams his whole day,
bro. He gets like fucking abused and shit on live stream. Like he gets punched by people.
Oh, really?
Because he gets annoying. He'll go up to like convenience store guys.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, like you're fat and shit. Boom, gets punched.
Really? I haven't seen shit like
100%.
I seen this one where is this guy pretending he was a mafia boss?
Oh, and then I've seen that too.
He made him like leave the restaurant.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was Ice Poseidon.
Yeah,
he's like, yes sir, yes sir.
Yeah, he's like, I got calls my phone. You gotta leave right now.
I know.
Blown me up. Like
that ass.
I'm with the mob. Get your ass out of here.
Fact. But like, I don't think the mafia would expose himself to a camera.
Yeah, that wasn't, he was just pretending.
Yeah, that's funny though. Like he actually took orders.
I know. But if you're in that position.
Oh yeah.
I'd be gone still. Yeah. I wouldn't take chances.
You know those situations when you're in like, you find a briefcase, right?
Yeah.
And then the phone rings. Oh, if you don't return this, you can either keep the money, but we're going to get on your ass, or you can return it. What are you doing?
Damn. I'm gonna listen still.
You're listening?
I'm gonna listen.
This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take first flight out and I'm gone to like Hawaii.
Nah, they're finding you still.
No, they won't.
They're gonna find you.
Cause I'm doing that shit to change my face. You know, in the Tyler, the Creator
music
video? Cuts who that boy? Off. Who that is? You feel me? I'm gonna be walking the street like that. You feel me?
I guess so.
But I'm gonna have $1 million. You smell me? Yeah.
Just lit. Okay, okay. Let's say you found like a briefcase worth of $2 million.
All right.
What are you gonna do, bro?
First
like, you just found that shit. You just found that shit on the ground. Like, no details, no nothing.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Since I didn't work for that money, I think I'm a buy shit, just like a house, a car.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if I did work for that money, I would probably put it in investments. But since I didn't, I'm gonna just blow it.
Mm.
But half of it, I think, like 50-25%, I'm gonna give it to some type of charity.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, the moment I pick up that bag, like, I'm be looking over my shoulder.
Oh, word.
Cause you don't know where the fuck that money came from.
Dirty money, fam. That's facts.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Cause that could have been from like a bank robbery.
Yeah.
That could have been from like a drug deal. Like, who's carrying that much cash? A stripper? Nah.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's true, bro. Yo, have you seen those ones where they print out money and shit?
Yeah.
Those documentaries with it. So they like print out money, they iron it, they do all that.
Like the counterfeit money.
And then, yo, how they ship it off. Oh, they're about to go after me because I'm about to snitch. But it's on a documentary.
Yeah.
So they cut thinly of pages of a book.
Mm-hmm.
And then they slip the money in it. So when they
they put it in the book.
They put it in the like the notes of the book.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So when the cops go like, oh, it's just a book.
Mm.
Go on.
Damn. So it's like in between pages. That's fun.
I know, like some real El Chapo.
That's
like,
smart. That's so smart. Crazy. I remember I used to do that when I was a kid. I used to like you know when you cut like a square in it and then you can hide stuff in a book.
Oh yeah, yeah. I used to do that too.
I used to do that. I used to put like rocks and shit in there.
Yeah. You know how in fucking Harry Potter there was like a bookshelf and then like they would pull a book and then like it would open.
Oh, like the hidden room and shit.
I had a little bookshelf.
Yeah.
And then I made a fort, so whenever you like pull it, and I would be like, ah, my fort.
Like you would just pretend it works.
Pretend and then like, oh yes, I'm in.
Not gonna lie, I had moments like that too.
Yeah,
like,
of course. Yeah. Bro, you it almost got bit by a spider. Bro, like, dog, how you telling me?
Yo, did you ever like talk to yourself when you were a kid?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah,
I was my like best friend.
Yeah,
how about you?
My cousins used to make fun of me because I used to talk to myself.
Bro, the ones who talk to themselves, low-key the most creative.
Mm.
Cause like, have you ever heard of like a creative that was actually the fucking normal? No, like most of them are insane.
Not insane, but like,
nah, but like they have to.
Yeah, actually, nah, you're right. Like they think a little bit weird.
Do you know the guy who does the scribbles? Who just goes and, oh, I'm gonna draw a cat, and this will lead to a house, and then this will lead to a picture.
Oh yeah.
He probably produces the best art, and he's kind of like crazy.
Cause a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's true actually. Because mm-hmm. when I was a kid, I used to like action figures and like talk to myself. I make like a whole like scene.
Yeah, same.
Just like talking to myself and shit.
Yeah, same. I would used to have fucking Ken. Mm-hmm. I remember having Ken and like some other shorty. I'm like, yo, I'm taking on a date.
Why are you playing with dolls, bro?
I don't know. I had a little sister, so that was in my vicinity. You feel me? So allow it, allow it, allow it. I also had the G.I. Joe to...
I used to do like SWAT team shit. I used to put I used to put like one guy's like in a chair hostage.
Yeah.
And then like I put like Spider-Man and Iron Man and like saving the guy.
Like saving the guy. Yeah. No, that's sick. That's something that you would do.
Maybe that's going to translate to when I'm older and I make movies and I look back on that shit. My mom actually has a video of me like my first ever movie I made with like action figures.
Really?
Like, and I was talking to you. I'm like, all right, this was going to happen, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, a lot of the stuff that we like now just stems from kids. So whatever's put in front of us, that's what you like. So
yeah, that's facts.
Were you even like put on shoes as a kid or like any about streetwear? Because you have a lot of shoes now. Do you know where that stemmed from?
No, they came from my cousin because my cousin was really into sneakers.
Yeah.
And then I just want to be like him, you know, because he's like my big brother.
Yeah.
So you always look up to your big brother. So trying to be like them.
Yeah. But art and shit, like even back then I made stop motion with Legos.
Yeah.
So even that creative side of me is like now, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like I can come up with shit on the spot.
That's good.
Like
bro.
A movie scene.
Yeah. Bro, I have a funny story. So
I go.
So in grade 2, remember in like Valentine's Day, you make those art shit where you make like a card with a heart and stuff. Yeah. Bro, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me, but
I didn't
want to make like the heart one. I made like a skull.
Oh, you're weird.
Bro. So they used like red and pink paper and they made like a heart that's like a, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a half and half. So pink, one side's pink, one side's red.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did this. Looking back, I'm like, damn, this is kind of dark, but I made like a skull out of white and black.
You're
it was
weird,
dope
kid.
Though. It was so dope. That's the thing.
It was sick. Like it was too like creative. Like everyone making just hearts.
No, bro. And then here's the thing. So we would have like the whole wall full of like the Valentine's shit, and then there's just mine with a skull. No, this is dead ass a true story. Like I wish I could take a pic of it.
You're that kid, huh?
Nah, fam, like dead ass, like looking back, I'm like, that was pretty weird.
Yeah,
like I'm surprised I did that.
Well, what came up, you remember? You said, I'm gonna just do a skull, or I'm
I don't know, I don't know, I just wanted to do it. I'm like, because I like the concept of the half and half. Mm-hmm. I'm like a heart, and I'm like I didn't really like hearts. I made a skull.
You were Edward Scissorhands and you're just going.
Yeah.
And it just became a skull.
I don't know, bro. It was weird.
Word.
And you know what else? Like, whenever we would have like art projects like that, like for example, we had like a jack-o'-lantern one, right?
Yeah.
And then you know how like the teacher gives you like a template?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have to copy the template and then you put it on the wall. Everybody's looks the same.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'd never used the template. I made like my own like jack-o'-lantern face. Yeah. And I think maybe that's why my teacher allowed it. Because she saw like I was creative. Being creative, you know?
Word.
I think maybe that's why she allowed it looking back.
No, I feel like, we were always like the outliers. Because even that too, the Valentine's Day cards.
Yeah.
I used to do, I used to be so creative. I made like pop-up shits. So when you open the card,
some
shit would pop out
at you. Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
And I'll be like, I don't know. This just came to my mind.
Yeah.
And they were asking me like, where the f*** do you come from? I'm like, I don't know. Put that shit together.
Yeah.
And everyone's just making 2D models of a heart. Like, are you boring, fam? Like,
no, but I think because when you're a kid too, it's not like you're trying to prove nothing. You're trying to do it for yourself. You know what I mean? Like you just whatever's in your head, you just put out there.
Bro, I had this fucked up grade A teacher.
Yeah.
Who tried to get that creative aspect of us. Like he tried to
really.
He tried to kill it.
Wow.
He said if you guys are still drawing or coloring inside the lines and shit by the end of the semester, I failed my job.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
He just wanted to complete, but all the time I kept doing it. I just kept drawing and shit.
Yeah.
He would fail me, but fuck it. That's me.
Yo, I remember in grade 4. No, it was like grade 3. Shout out Miss J. So I had this teacher.
Yeah.
We would write, you know how we used to do like journals and stories and stuff?
Yeah.
Like you write your own kind of like story.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I remember I wrote this story and she was so like mesmerized by it. She kept it. She rewrote it herself.
Oh.
And I guess it was a really good story. So here's what the story was.
Yeah.
Keep in mind grade 3. Right? Keep in mind grade 3. So the story was, it was like this Spartan. You know what a Spartan is?
Yeah.
Like 300. Mm-hmm. This Spartan had like a brother and then his brother killed his wife. And then, I'm writing this in grade 3.
Yeah, weirdo.
So what happened was the story was like he killed his wife and then he went to go and get revenge. But the brother went to like another country and became like the king of that country and they were all backing him up. So this, so this king, the original king that has a lost wife.
Yeah.
He went to this wizard And this wizard told him exactly how to get revenge. And what happened was he ended up bringing the whole army and the powers with it, yeah, and gave the army like super strength, blah, blah, blah.
Holy
and
smokes.
destroyed the whole other country of that guy.
What the
I don't know.
Hell?
This is like when I was a kid. So,
bro, what if that's like the first movie you ever direct is based on that plot? Like you get the best CGI guys, the best thing to create this movie. Shout out Miss J. Shout out Miss J. You feel me?
I don't know. It's just fun looking back. Like obviously when I was a kid, it was cool to me, but I feel like a lot of other kids, like they didn't get it.
Cause I mean, yeah, you have different interests from them. So, but yeah, shout out to Mr. Brian who actually told me like, whatever you do, just keep that creative aspect of you. Don't let anyone kill that.
Yeah.
Cause that's the most like important thing that you have right now, is you can create something out of just your brain.
It's so true, bro.
But yeah, you think you were talking about in your little grade three story.
Yeah.
Like the army men.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the government just creates the army guys now? They're just in a lab just creating. Pop ones up.
Oh, like creating soldiers and
shit? Yeah, yeah. That look like us. Like, we're in the front lines type shit.
Maybe, bro. Yo, remember in the group chat, I told you guys, like, in World War II, they were trying to make super soldiers, right?
Yo, yeah, yeah.
I said this in the group chat. I'm like, yo, how are you going to tell me? World War II, they were trying to make super soldiers, right? Mm-hmm. And today, 2021,
yeah,
we don't have, like, a super soldier serum. Like, on some Captain America type shit.
Oh, yeah.
100%, there's got to be some. If there's steroids, if there's like hormone changers,
yeah,
there's definitely something to make you a super soldier. There has to be.
Yo, do you know what just got into my mind? The vision.
Yeah.
So like they do have a super serum.
Yeah.
But like there's a lab full of like people who tried it, and then like one guy has a big ass arm, but the one is normal. You feel me? One guy has big ass leg, but yeah, one is normal.
And then the thing is, they're probably gonna have to just dispatch them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, bro. It's and crazy. Then what if?
What if, like, some shit that on the dark web,
yeah,
they're selling that shit to the government to clone us? You never know, fam.
Shit.
That's why on TV, oh my God, that's me in the front lines. Wait.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe, like, the only superhumans we'll be able to see are the ones that escape.
Oh, that's scary. From the asylum?
they escape from, like, the lab and shit.
Oh my God.
But that must be, like, hella impossible. Because that base must be, like, locked down.
Heavily guarded, you feel me?
That shit's locked down.
Might be in Area 51, you never know.
Yeah.
Psych, they moved that shit. Y'all don't know the details about that. Only I know.
I'm kidding. Area 51 is under the Costco now.
The facts, bro. Oh, yo. You know, I'm in the Josh episode too. I remember you guys were talking about cars.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Elon Musk. Yo, there was, I read that there was a Facebook project that they totally abandoned because these two animatronics started talking in their own language.
Oh, what?
So they would make the chatbots,
yeah,
would make their language kind of like change up in English.
So it's encrypted.
So you wouldn't understand, but they would.
No, that's scary. Because the moment like robots can say shit to themselves, but we won't understand as fuck.
But that's what happened, and they totally like shut it down, bro.
Yeah,
they're talking to each other.
I'm convinced. Like we'll be able to see that. We could low-key see that shit now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. We could low-key see that shit now, but maybe they're not doing it on purpose because they know that shit's gonna be the end.
Yeah, 100%,
the end of humans.
Bro. Oh my God.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, bro.
Yeah, you gotta tell that crazy theory you have too.
Yeah, later.
Yeah.
So let me tell you this, bro. If freaking like AI comes up and robots take over the world, what if that's natural? What if that's meant to be? What if like, like a robot future was like inevitable?
Yo, you know what fucking book I read?
Yeah.
That is the exact same plot as that? Because it was about a dystopian country. We all read it in like some like grade 8 or something. Where robots completely take over and you got to take orders or else they'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And we serve the robots. I totally forgot
what
it was.
I don't know. But okay, imagine AI is so advanced where they can create like symbiosis, whatever, robots, right?
Yeah.
Like kind of living, but still AI.
Yeah.
Maybe that's freaking nature. And then it's supposed to be that. Like we're not supposed to be the last beings on Earth. What if like symbiosis, like fucking robots are the true fucking race?
Like, okay, yeah, we have a set deadline. And then we go and extinct.
Because there's like different eras, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You have the Bronze Era, Stone Era.
You're right.
You know
what
I mean?
Like the cave guys.
The industrial.
Yeah.
And then fucking
dinosaurs went extinct. Boom.
Yeah, dinosaurs ruled the Earth.
Yeah. They went some
mission. They ruled the Earth longer than humans.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe fucking with nature, we're meant to go extinct too. And fucking robots.
I low-key think that the next, like, kind of era will be, like, fully robots. Because we have, like, bro, everything's advancing.
Yeah.
Our phones.
I know.
Like, the phones is the scariest one because they're low-key plotting shit now that will affect, like, okay, boom, that's their plan in the future. It'll all come together.
Yeah.
But, okay, yo, I don't think about this on the regular because I'm just living. Like I said, if you think too deep in this, you might.
I wouldn't like think too deep into that, but like it's cool to talk about.
But see,
cool
I hate this podcast because I'm gonna think about it more now. Low key, like I was just sleeping one day and I was like having some great ass thoughts.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, what if robots take over? I'm like, oh fuck.
Shit, man! Like they're gonna be stronger than us,
bro.
And they can be anything they want.
Fam, what if? Okay, we're all sleeping, and you know how we always lay our phones right beside our bed or in a nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
What if one day we all sleep in? They grow legs out of nowhere. Boom, arms out of nowhere. Kill us,
some Transformer
bro.
Shit.
Real shit, bro.
Now, okay, what if? Okay, this is real.
Yeah.
This could be real. What if when we're sleeping, our phones that we keep nearby release like subsonic waves that we can't hear, but it fucking manipulates our brain.
Holy.
Like you know those sounds that we can't, like a certain frequency we can't hear physically, but our brain hears it and it like brainwashes us.
And then boom. And then one day they press that button to send the message that, okay, yep, go kill someone or something.
Yeah, like that. So someone has like a button, presses the button, and then boom, like we all take orders and
we're
shit.
Like, huh.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Crazy
my god,
shit, bro. Maybe.
When you talk about some happy shit, bro. Like this whole shit has been so deep.
I know this might have been like the deepest one,
yeah,
low-key.
This is Joe Rogan experience.
I have a really good theory for you. I have a sick theory.
I bet. Tell me.
You're gonna like this theory, bro. You're gonna like this theory.
Say that.
This one's for all the Canadians out there.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know. Okay, so Justin Trudeau, right?
Yeah.
There's a theory that Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister, is the son of Fidel Castro, the dictator of Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, bro. So the theory goes, Justin Trudeau's parents, Pierre Trudeau and his mother, they were swingers. You know, swingers
Swingers, like they move from relationship to relationship.
They trade partners, sexual partners, right? Bro, so take this in. The first time they visited Cuba, the first time Pierre Trudeau and his wife visited Cuba, they were super close to Fidel already. Like the first time meeting, super close, right? So there was speculation that they visited before and had like sexual relations with him. Like they were very close, right?
Yeah.
Now, all of this whole conspiracy came to
fruition.
No, okay. This whole conspiracy like came up because freaking Fidel Castro's son, he committed suicide. And in his suicide note said, Justin Trudeau is my brother.
What?
Yeah. Now take this in. If you put a picture of Justin Trudeau and Fidel Castro together, fam, I'm telling you, they look exactly the same. Like it's not even like a little bit of a coincidence. They look the same, bro.
Holy smokes.
They look the same.
Yeah.
And then if you look at freaking Pierre Trudeau and Justin Trudeau, they don't even look alike, fam. And there's pictures. I'm going to show you pictures later.
Yeah.
There's pictures of Pierre Trudeau's wife and Fidel Castro. They're like close.
Hugging
together.
Oh, no.
Like holding in, you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Bro, I'm telling you, this one might be true. This one might be true. I don't want to say it's true, but like,
it's just a theory, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they're on the same agenda type shit.
Because for a long time, right, the U.S., they weren't allowed to enter Cuba.
Yeah.
But Canadians were. In the 70s, Canadians were allowed to enter Cuba because they had that close connection with Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like almost like an alliance.
So maybe Fidel is just living through Justin right now. That's their agenda.
No, mate. Nah, and then people are saying like Justin Trudeau is living in his footsteps because like he's turning Canada into like a communist.
Max, you never know. They might be on the same agenda, bro. Oh my God.
Oh, also, Justin Trudeau,
he
got a lot of backlash because one time when Fidel Castro passed away, when Fidel Castro passed away, Justin Trudeau came out with like a whole like a speech or something for his passing, right? And he said he was like a great leader. He was like bigging him up, right? And he got a whole lot of backlash for that shit.
See?
Like from all of the American politicians, from like all the other world leaders. He got a hella backlash from that.
Holy
Because freaking he wasn't he put them in.
Yeah.
In a communist. It was, he was a dictator.
Yeah.
He was a dictator, right?
And he, Justin was fucking and Justin up Trudeau,
he was bigging him up.
No.
So tell
way.
Me why he was bigging him up, bro.
That's his bro.
That's his father, fam.
Oh,
that's
my God. That's his father.
When you see pictures, you're going to be mind blown.
Oh, my God.
Like, let me just show you a picture right now. I saved some here.
But yeah, even, bro, fucking Justin Trudeau kills me because remember, yeah. he was getting asked, like, what do you do to save our waters? He's like,
oh my God, bro.
I have.
He's like making shit up.
I have plastic, I mean,
paper boxes paper. For my water. Like, shut up. You didn't do that.
No, okay, well, you gotta show me pics.
Okay, bro. I'm gonna show you these pics. You ready?
Yeah.
Justin Trudeau and Fidel Castro.
Yeah, they're the same, bro.
Fam, it's not even like it's a little bit.
The nose, the
it's not even a little bit.
The eyes, everything. Everything matches, fam.
Dog. And then here, look.
Nah, bro.
Take a look at these pictures, bro.
That's fucked up. Nah. That is crazy. Literally, if you guys, I'll put it up on the screen. Facial structure, everything.
Yeah, you gotta put all these pictures up, bro.
100%.
Look. This is the picture I was saying before. That's Justin Trudeau's mom, Fidel Castro, right? It's this picture. First time they met. Telling me that she's a little bit too close to Fidel.
Oh, yeah. Hand on the arm? Yeah.
And look at Pierre Trudeau there. You know?
Happy as shit.
Dog, even like when Fidel was younger.
The mustache, everything.
Bro.
Justin Fidel be on her ass.
I think this is like a popular theory, but it's not like... It didn't go viral yet.
Okay.
It didn't go viral yet. So
yeah. Maybe TikTok better blow this shit up, bro.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot about the U.S. government, but we don't have shit close to home.
I know. We don't have any Canadian conspiracy.
Yeah.
Like that.
I know. Yeah.
I think that's the only Canadian conspiracy I heard.
Yeah. Next one up, I'm going to find out some shit about Doug. About Doug. Big Dougie. Doug AC-130.
Yeah. Yo, I have another theory. I have another theory. I saved this one.
Okay.
So, you know Monster Energy?
Yeah.
So, on the Monster Energy can, right?
Mm-hmm.
The symbol of the M.
It's a claw. It's supposed to be a claw. It's
supposed to be a claw. Yeah. Kind of. Every like line in the M,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't attach. Have you noticed that? It doesn't attach.
It doesn't attach.
It doesn't all attach.
Yeah.
So that symbol that like, it looks kind of like the number one. It goes down.
Yeah.
That's actually a Hebrew symbol that translates to the number six.
Okay.
So it's six, six, six.
No.
Now, Monster Energy... The O has a cross in it.
Yeah.
The O has a cross. Why would Monster have a cross in the drink?
I didn't even notice that.
Monster Energy. Why would that have a cross? What does it have to do with like Christianity? Yeah. What does it have to do with like Catholicism?
Yeah.
Nothing. So the point of putting the cross there in the O, when you drink it bottoms up, the cross goes upside down.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Thank God I've never drank Monster in my life.
It's crazy, bro.
I've never bro, I remember in recesses, you know, when you're back then, like, oh, the big thing is not smoking. In elementary school, it's like, oh, you
it's like drink energy drink drinks. Energy drink.
I never drank that shit, bro.
It's crazy, bro.
I will never ever do that shit. Oh my God. Thank you for telling me that, bro.
The funny thing is I drank Monster last week.
Oh my God. GG's, bro. Jeez, bro.
No, but I didn't hear the theory before that. Yeah. I'm like, oh shit.
Okay, yeah. So that you're excused. You feel me? But yo, okay. I also saw this theory because I started watching Rick and Morty a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm surprised you didn't bring it up on this episode because you always do.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it, but okay. So in the, I don't know if you remember the episode where Morty gets captured by a bunch of Ricks.
Yeah.
And they're trying to like fucking. I think kill him. So they put him in a big ass council in front of all the Ricks and he's like, go kill him, right?
Yeah.
So in that thing where they try to escape, Rick, the original Rick, puts portals everywhere,
mm-hmm.
right? And they jump in. And this is how it relates to Gravity Falls.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, so, the hat or whatever, yeah, right?
So in one of the dimensions,
yeah,
a notebook, a pencil, and a hat fall out of it.
Yeah.
And in Gravity Falls, one of the episodes, the Grunkle Stan loses all those items in a dimension that Mabel made.
Oh, shit.
So it's like, pop.
That's sick.
But I read that like the creator and the writers of both the shows are kind of like best friends.
Oh, that's why.
So they leave a bunch of hints.
That's
in there.
Dope. It's that's so dope.
Fire. It's so fire.
Yeah. And it was the hat that had like the Freemason shit on it.
Yeah, the Freemason shit on it. So yeah.
Damn.
I don't know, bro.
Have you watched a lot of Gravity Falls? I haven't, to be honest.
I watched like the whole thing, low-key.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I want to look into it because I haven't watched the whole thing.
Gravity Gravity Falls is low-key a really, like, cool show because there's so many Easter eggs about,
some,
like,
woke shit in there.
No, and they literally, like, about the everything mysterious, all the animals. Like, there's, like, fucking half-horse, half-unicorn in there. You can learn a lot from Gravity Falls.
Bro. That's true, yeah. You watch Adventure Time? No. Like, back in the day, you never watched that?
I didn't really like Adventure. Did it teach lessons like that? Or was it just, like, a cool, like, weird show that everyone watched?
Bro, Adventure Time was weird.
Yeah, I know. That's why I never
watched it. Adventure Time was, I remember watching it the first couple episodes. It was all, like, adventure, blah, blah. Yeah. It was good. It was a good show. It was, like, an adventure show, right? Yeah. But then you had those episodes. It was almost as if they're trying to be contemporary weird. You know the contemporary weird?
Give me an example of that.
Like freaking...
You know in like the street where a guy, like, it's called contemporary art, but he like stabs himself and shit like...
Yeah, like weird stuff. Like freaking... They'll show like ghouls and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Okay, I get that.
I don't know how to explain it, bro.
Yeah.
The people that watch Adventure Time know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But yeah, even... Bro, there's so many dark shit... about the kids. Remember you told me to search up dark nursery rhymes?
Yeah.
Bro, I found out about the three blind mice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like kind of relating to Bloody Mary.
Really? Right? Why?
Because there was like three guys who tried to overthrow her. And when they were captured, they were burned and blinded.
Oh, fuck.
So that's the three blind mice. Yeah.
Shit.
I know.
I haven't heard that one. That's crazy.
And there's another one. It's raining. It's pouring.
Yeah. Yeah. Old man is snoring.
He bumped his head and couldn't wake up in the morning. He died.
Dog. Sure.
No, but that's the lyrics.
Actually, you're right.
Fam, he died.
Yeah, that's actually true.
I didn't know that. Because when you're a kid, you're singing this like it's normal.
Damn. Yeah, that's true. Yo, you know when I really want to look into fucking... Yeah,
Jack and Jill?
No. Cat in the Fiddle and the Cow Jumped Over the Moon. That's so fucking weird. Like, yeah. Where do those things come together? Whoever made the Cat in the Fiddle and the Cow Jumped Over the Moon was high as shit.
Yeah,
like,
low key.
How the hell did they make that up?
Oh, facts, bro. We have to find that one out. Yeah, because Cow Jumped Over the Moon, fam.
The Cat in the Fiddle and the Cow Jumped Over the Moon. What?
Maybe he was on a psychedelic trip and that's all the shit
that
he
That's sees. The shit he saw.
Facts, bro. Or yo, have you ever noticed why we count sheep in our dreams?
Yeah, I know why.
Why?
So,
yo, good thing you said that because I didn't know why. You don't know. I literally, that just went in my head. I was gonna make up a theory.
So the reason the sheep like jump over the fence,
yeah,
and then they say you should do
yeah,
that.
Why do we do that?
To fall asleep was because the shepherds way back in the day, when they're watching the sheep.
Yeah.
They would get tired, right? It's kind of like when you do something that makes you tired.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you pretend you're watching sheep, mm-hmm. it's like you're working and you don't want to be there. You're going to just go to sleep.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
It's like before you go to bed, if you want to get really sleepy, pretend you're in a lecture.
No, who does that, fam? No. I remember there was an army guy who I was reading. To fall asleep at like 2 minutes, what you do is you let your body loose. Right?
Yeah.
All the way loose. And then you kind of look straight up in the air.
Yeah.
Let your shoulders relax. And you pretend that you're on a rocking boat.
Oh, really?
Right? And there's another one, a really fucked up one, where you just keep thinking of the different things. So you'll fall asleep. So like, couch, shoe, plant, thing. And you'll just...
Really? I never tried that
I never tried that too.
I never tried that.
But he said, just keep naming.
I don't think I could do that because I'm gonna come up with some bullshit. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, Hulk hands. Lava lamp. Like, I'll come up with some bullshit.
And then, bro, imagine you just start talking to yourself in your sleep and your mom comes in your room like, what the fuck? But like, bro's getting possessed type shit.
Yeah, knowing me, I can't do that one. Yeah. I tried the sheep one, never worked. Never worked. I got up to like 2000.
So you're counting for no reason.
Counting for no reason.
You're at 2001, like, bro, this is bullshit. I'm gonna just try and go to my sleep. But yeah. But yeah, I learned that like certain positions in sleep, like you're not supposed to sleep on like your front. Like how you.
That's what I do.
Your back. Really?
I sleep in a free fall position.
Why, fam?
I forgot there's a meaning to like different positions. Yeah, okay, yeah, let's pull it up.
Yeah, go pull it up. Because I heard that like your back will get really like fucked up in the future if you sleep like that. Cause all your weight's on.
Really? Yeah. Fuck, maybe I gotta stop that.
I sleep like this. Like I'm in the womb.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason. I don't know. But yeah, pull that shit up.
Okay. Favorite sleep positions and what they say about your personality.
Yeah, go ahead. I go.
Okay, which one do you do?
I do kind of like The womb one.
This one?
Yeah, yeah, kind of that.
That's
one.
You. That's you.
Yeah, yeah, that's me.
The leg roller. Okay.
The leg roller one.
Let's see.
This is like a psychic reading.
Okay, log sleepers are typically social and easygoing people. They converse with all kinds of people.
Yes, sir.
But they can prefer running with an A-list crowd.
Really?
They are very trusting, which can sometimes make them a little bit more gullible to the outsiders.
Loki, that's you. That's me.
The log roller is when you're on your side with your arms positioned. Yeah, like yeah, how yeah. you're saying.
That's me.
Yeah, bro, I guess you're gullible.
Yeah, and I roll with the A-list celebrities, bro. Like, I'd rather roll with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to yours, the back.
The skydiver. Okay, this is mine. This one, the skydiver.
Yeah, okay, go.
As the name suggests, the skydiver sleepers have open, playful, and downright fun personalities.
Oh, shit.
They're usually to the point with what they want. And sometimes come off as brash. Yo, oh, they may seem free-spirited, but the skydiver sleepers can be secretly anxious and crave control of a situation. Whoa.
Kinda, bro.
Whoa. They tend to be risk takers. This sleep position takes up space and will benefit at least a queen or king size mattress. Blah blah blah.
Holy.
Oh, here. So the skydiver position may sound like an adventure, but is actually one of the worst ways to sleep.
I told you, fam. Fucking up your back, dog.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's crazy. Hey, comment down below what's your sleep position, bro. But yeah.
Yo, that's kind of accurate. What the
fam? We don't believe in like those horoscope shits.
Yeah, but Loki, this is kind of accurate.
But this shit is kind of. Like, that shit kind of described us.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe there is, like, because there's meaning to positioning. Even body, you know how they say body language communicates, like, 80%?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rather than what you're saying.
What you're saying, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you could be saying, like, let's say I'm happy, but I'm like
but
this.
Like, yeah.
I'm so happy today. But I'm, like, in a stupid-ass body position. I'm gonna give off the wrong message, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So, maybe there's some truth to, like, positioning and personality.
Oh.
Like, for real though, I think there is.
That's true.
Right?
Because maybe, I don't know, if you get sleep, because like that way is like the worst position to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the future you're gonna be like I don't know, shoulders then you're always gonna look mad.
I don't know. No, but you know how animals, they have certain like physical traits that they do, like either mannerisms or like things they do with their body.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives off a certain message. Like, I know when my dog gets mad, you've seen it.
Yeah.
Or whenever, like, a squirrel or whatever furry animal gets mad, mm-hmm. their fur puffs up.
Yeah.
Like, gets really big.
I know.
And you saw with my dog, like, he had, like, a mane.
Yeah, the actual, like, pattern on his skin.
Yeah, it was, like, the middle of his back, like, lifted up.
Yeah.
His fur, like, lifted up.
So, what does that mean again? The scared or angry? Or
no, what it does, it's, like, it's, attack. Like, a subconscious thing to show that he's big. So it shows like he's bigger than he is.
Oh.
Because when, it's the same thing with goosebumps. Did you know when humans get goosebumps, it's because we're getting a reaction where we want to show we're not afraid, even though you are. So when you're afraid, you get goosebumps, right? Or whenever you're like in those situations.
Yeah, yeah.
So the reason we get goosebumps is because we give off kind of the same animal instinct where we try to be bigger than what we are. So that's why our hair lifts up, just like my dog.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And the goosebumps, like, they get bigger.
They get big.
Yeah.
Bro, because in my mind, I'm like, because whenever I get goosebumps, okay, like, you see a singer on TV,
mm-hmm.
and you're so astonished that the goosebumps come up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you explain that? But not a ghost? Like, whenever I think a ghost around, like, oh, shit, I get shivers.
Yeah,
what do you think the shivers is for? Like, a ghost kind of, like, touching you? And, like, you're like, oh, shit, he's
no,
he's
I think what it is... is actually our body preparing for battle. Like, we're getting ready.
Word.
We're getting ready.
Word.
Right?
No,
think about it.
Because whenever you get in the fucking pool, before I get in the pool, I get the shiver. Like, I'm about to jump in cold water.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah. And then your adrenaline spikes.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you do you have those ones where you're peeing and you get that shiver?
Yeah, all the time.
What the fuck does that mean, fam?
I don't know. I think that's just like a relaxation thing.
I always wonder.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, a ghost.
Is no, what if it's animal instinct that we're in our most vulnerable when we're peeing, so we get ready to fight.
Oh,
like, let's say you're in the wild and nobody's watching your back.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be on guard because you're in your most vulnerable position when you're taking a piss.
Low key, I've seen a giraffe shake before it goes into the lake and drink water.
Because
maybe it's some guy would attack them, type shit.
Yeah. It's like limbering up before you fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Whoa.
And you know why dogs, like, they'll walk around in a circle to find the perfect position before they take a shit.
No, why?
Dogs, they say dogs, they'll move around. You know, like when they move around in a circle before they take a shit, they're trying to find like the perfect magnetism facing towards the North Pole. So they'll always shit facing north.
What's the significance of the north, though?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Like, they don't fuck with the north, so they'll point their ass there.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
That is a good question, though. Like, why?
Yeah, true. I don't know. Because you're a dog owner.
Yeah.
When you take your dog out to walk and there's another dog, do they, like, sniffing their butts? Is that, like, a welcoming?
I don't know. I think it is.
I think I heard that, like...
It's got to be, right? It's got to be, like, a dap up or some shit.
A lot. All right, you good, fam?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know, fam. Like, I've seen, like, whenever one of my uncle's dogs, whenever, like, there's a fart in the house, dog, right away. Right away.
Yeah.
They'll go to it. I don't know why they like that shit, though.
I think it's, like, a sense of new smell, meeting somebody. I think that's what it is, right? Yeah, just, like, seeing something new. Like if I put like a big statue in the middle here, you're gonna be like, whoa, what is that? You're gonna look at it, right?
True.
But for dogs, I think their most powerful sense is their smell.
Yeah.
So instead of us, we're very visual. Dogs are very smellable. What's the word?
Smellable. I don't know. We'll rock with that word for now.
Smellable.
Smellable. But they use their sense a lot.
They use their sense of smell more than their eyes, I think.
Yeah. Smellable.
Yeah. So if you put like a new scent in there, they're going to be sniffing the shit out of that.
Do you have those weird like smells that you like? Because I remember first getting gasoline, bro. I'm like, yo, I love the smell of gasoline, low-key.
Yeah, low-key, it smells good. Yeah, it smells good. It smells
blessed to me.
Even, it's really bad for you, though.
Yeah.
Don't smell that shit.
Okay, yeah.
But even like, you ever smell like glue, bro?
I love the smell of glue,
bro,
fam.
That's so bad for you, too.
Why?
Eh? That's
it's toxins?
Taking like... In very third world countries, kids would take aircraft glue, like they make like whatever play aircraft, whatever models. Mm-hmm. They would take the glue and sniff it to get high.
Word.
Yeah, because it gets you high if you smell too much of it.
Damn. There's also one in I forgot Zimbabwe, I think.
Yeah.
Where there's you know how we have lean here? They have some hydro or whatever they have there.
Yeah.
And they try to like transport it through and they'll get bottles like, this is how we get high. And then they'll put it in a plaster and they make sure not to touch their teeth because they'll rot if it touches their teeth.
Really?
So they'll take it down just straight throat. Pause.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
And that's all they do. They get high. They get high because what else?
Yeah. Did you know windshield fluid? Did you know that's alcohol?
Where?
It's a very like potent alcohol though. So... A lot of like homeless before, they used to buy windshield fluid to sip as alcohol because they couldn't afford alcohol.
Is it?
But it's like poison. Like, yeah, you'll die if you drink too much of that shit. It's crazy, right?
Bro, I've seen, a lot of people will just make up some type of shit to feel that.
Mm. You know? Oh, so my auto teacher told me the story where this guy, he was a marathon runner and then he wanted to drink water, but he mistakenly grabbed windshield fluid in his trunk.
Word.
So he downed it because he was so tired, right?
Yeah.
He took him to the hospital. He got flushed and shit. And you know what the guys told him?
What?
In order for you to feel better, you got to drink more alcohol. You got to drink vodka.
I heard of that. So it kind of flushes
it
out. Yeah.
So apparently like the way to fix that shit, you have to drink. So he got somebody to buy him like a full Smirnoff.
And you just got
to
down it.
And he had to down it.
Mm-hmm.
For him to get better. It's crazy.
So you throw up more.
Yeah. No. I don't know if it was throw up more, but like to flush it. Because it was like very potent alcohol. I guess he needed the better alcohol to flush it or some shit.
Mm.
Yeah. My auto teacher told me that story. It's crazy.
That's crazy. But there's also myths. Like, you know how you get stung by jellyfish? If you get stung by jellyfish, you're not actually supposed to pee on it.
What are you supposed to do?
I don't know. But I heard that because...
I swear you do pee on it, no?
No, that's the main reaction, though. But I heard that it harms it more. It becomes more exposed to everything.
Really?
Yeah, because it, like, I don't know. But you're not supposed to pee on it, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Because I was in an S trip and someone, literally on the beach, someone got stung. They took him to shore. There was, like, two guys who started peeing on the other guy.
What the all right, you want to end it there?
We'll end it there, fam.
Okay.
That was a long ass episode.
Yeah, shit. All right, thank you for everyone tuning in today.
Yes, sir.
Shit, any announcements? The Discord, actually.
Yo, the Discord is now up. I think we, our Instagram, it's in the bio. Just swipe up and stuff like that. We also announced it in the community. So just go to that page, click on it, and we're cool.
Yeah, so new episodes every Saturday.
Hold on. Oh. And they got 10K. On the TP video, the tent lady.
So oh, shit, we gotta go there.
We gotta run that.
All right, we're gonna go there still. All right, jumpers jump out.
Deuces.